It is related to the spread of the internet, of new communication technology that allows Muslims from different backgrounds to imagine some kind of relationship with other Muslims, regardless of their culture, language, or ethnic group. So among your second generation Muslims in Britain, let's say, they have lost the cultural background of their parents, and they have actually developed linkages with other Muslims of their age who may have come from different parts of the Muslim world. It aspires towards a globalized identity, an identity where you have bonds based on belief rather than ethnic background or even nationality.
The yearning for one Islamic community, inspired and guided by the word of God alone, that dream first articulated in physical form on the coin struck in Damascus over 1300 years ago, is clearly still very much alive. You can see the object described in this program close up on the A History of the World website, as well as hundreds of others from museums across the UK. And if you have an object with a history to tell, why not add it to our growing collection? Find all this at bbc.co.uk/A History of the World.